A heat wave is continuing across large swathes of the continent, with numerous weather alerts in place across France, Spain, Italy, Portugal and Croatia. Turkey continues to be ravaged by wildfires. In France, a red alert, the highest extreme heat warning, has been issued for 16 areas, including Paris. The scorching heat has also extended to England, where in the southeast, temperatures could reach highs of 35 Celsius today. We can hear from some of those braving the heat on the streets of London.
Yeah, it is crazy. Like, we're used to the heat, but there, you know, it's more than we've ever had. And then here, like, trying to sleep at night, it's the same problem. Like, it's just as hot as it is in Spain.
I mean, when you get lemons, you make lemonade, so it's been pleasant. I enjoy it. Feels good, the sun, I guess.
Stay out the sun. As you can see, you got my big rim hat, got my sunblock on my face. I'm bored, so I got to cover my head, so, yeah. When I was younger, summer wasn't like this. It was some days, but nothing like this.
Some views from London this morning. Let's go to Paris and France 24 journalist Sharon Gaffney. Sharon, what's it like there today?
Needless to say, it's very hot, Rachel. It's about 37 degrees currently. We're expecting here in Paris, it could go as high as 40, but it's pretty much definite that we're going to hit 39 degrees. This is the peak. You know, temperatures have been gradually getting hotter since mid-June, you know, so we've had a little bit of time to acclimatise, but it's very difficult in a city like Paris. It's challenging getting around. You've got, you know, very old buildings, those beautiful zinc-covered rooftops that really heat up when the sun starts to shine. So it's very, very challenging. But thankfully, looks like the worst is over. From tomorrow, things are going to start gradually cooling down. But for today, as you say, we're under red alert here in Paris. It's the first time in 5 years that that kind of extreme warning, you know, has been given. You know, the Prime Minister has been on TV this morning telling people, you know, even if you're not vulnerable, particularly if you're not elderly, everyone needs to be careful. Try and stay out of the sun if possible. You know, if you're inside, keep your windows shuttered completely, close the curtains, drink lots of water. They're even giving out bottles of water, 30,000 of them, in the public transport system today to try and help commuters cool down, because it gets very, very hot and sticky on those metros. An awful lot of them don't have any kind of air conditioning at all. So for tourists, it's particularly challenging, I think, Rachel, as well. The Eiffel Tower, they've closed the top of it, but it's still open. If people do feel like braving those very hot temperatures, they can still visit, you know, tourist monuments like the Eiffel Tower. It's open on the first floor and the second floor, but it might be better to hold off on that for a couple of days if people can, and try to stay, you know, indoors today as much as possible, even though it gets quite hot indoors as well, Rachel.
Yeah, something I've heard people saying is that one of the problems is the temperature isn't really falling that much at night either, so the nights feel quite tropical.
Yes, very tropical. You know, it's nearly as hot. Like, we had temperatures of up to 25 degrees at 3 a.m. this morning. Still very, very hot. Like, but it's better to, if you need to, open your windows or your doors even during the night, because you're not getting that sunshine that's kind of blasting in, where the outdoor temperatures are heating up these buildings. Like, you've got, you know, 80% of them nearly here in Paris have those lovely zinc rooftops, but they essentially just, like, they can get as high as 80 degrees, believe it or not, in the summer, those rooftops. But it has a kind of an effect on the rest of the city, obviously for the people living in those buildings, as very many of us do, but also for the outdoor temperatures, you know. So the City Hall is looking at ways to, you know, perhaps vegetalize, put more green spaces on the roofs of buildings, on the walls of buildings, absolutely on the streets. You know, they're pedestrianizing more and more streets every year, but there's really, you know, only so much you can do. There are, like, there are a lot of pop-up kind of cooling centres that you will have open this week for people living in this, in the city, that they can at least get out and kind of try to freshen up a little bit. The parks are going to be staying open all night. As you say, it's still quite hot in the night, but it can be better to be outdoors than inside your apartment. And then swimming pools also are staying open a little bit later as well.
Sharon, thanks indeed. Sharon Gaffney there of France 24 talking to us from Paris this afternoon.